Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau, and I want to welcome you to another exciting episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We are always looking for the latest, greatest, and articulated people to come on our program several times a week just to give us their opinion on certain issues that we see almost every night in the news. And you do know that you cannot trust the news to give you the truth about anything, right? I mean, I'm talking about the big networks. They operate for one reason only, and that's to turn a profit. In other words, it's all about the money, period. And they will say whatever it is their listeners or followers will accept. Well, today, we're going to venture away from that path. It seems like I do this all the time. I try to challenge the status quo all the time, but probably one reason, you know, that we don't grow into the millions of followers is because we step on toes every episode, it seems like. Praise God. But that's okay. We're doing things the way God shows us, and that's all that matters. And today, I am so blessed to have on the program Christine Smith. Christine has a libertarian background. She is a self-employed consultant and creative advisor for both individuals and businesses. She worked for almost 19 years as a full-time freelance writer for national magazines and several newspapers. She's been deeply involved in politics for most of her life and is an experienced speaker and writer on political topics. And if you go to her website, christinesmith.us, you'll see what I mean. She's an avid student of history, and she is able to explain passionately the viewpoint of true freedom on issues affecting not just this nation, but the entire planet. Glory to God. Help me welcome to the program, Christine Smith. Welcome, Christine.
Well, it is a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. Very happy to be here. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to clarify a lot of matters for your listeners.
Amen. I believe so as well. Now, when I read your bio, that was a lot to digest. So let me just start with this first question. I ask this to every person I interview as the first question. Tell us, who is Christine Smith?
I am first and foremost a Christian. I make evincing Christ's love the priority in my life. Truth is my priority. God's love, evincing that in everything that I do. Whether it's my work, whether it's in my friendships, whatever it is, I want to evince God's love. And due to my communications career, I have become a very articulate speaker and writer. I love writing. I am, as you said, quite passionate about what I do. And at this point, I have evolved into a Trump Republican. And I have to qualify it always, Trump Republican. Not the Republicans that still too many of them are around. Right. Not the Republican Party before him. I would say the last Republican I could have any respect for was President Reagan. And I actually, at a very tender age, was doing a political rally for President Reagan. But ever since then, I have felt completely a rejection, a repulsion of electoral politics. I have been very involved for many years, but then I became very discouraged. I saw that the route that this country was taking was into total degradation, despair. Marxism was fully ingrained in our education, in our media, all the anti-God. And I felt that the electoral process was gone as a means to evince God's love. Because of the election of President Trump, a good man, a great president, who is actually, I believe, evincing God's will for this nation and standing up for Christians as no president has ever done before, I felt led to begin devoting myself, in addition to my work, but this is what I do out of my deep gratitude for what President Trump is doing, is to educate people to any issue that is being discussed. I have quite a constitutional background, law, you name it. So I bring that to every single issue as is put forth. But first and foremost, Pastor Bob, is my love of Christ, and I want to reach Christians so that they do not get confused by the onslaught of the slings and arrows that are thrown against this president and his followers and his family like we've never seen before. So I felt led to begin speaking across the country, and certainly my writing, to educate people to the truth. And as far as who I am, I'm someone devoted to the truth and devoted to God, and I feel led to support President Trump and to make sure all true Christians understand that their loyalty and their support should be with this righteous man.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now, I want to tell you, I went to your website and looked around, and you have a ton of very good information there. Folks, you need to go to Christine's website and take a look at what I'm talking about. There is a ton of information there. The web address, again, is www.christinesmith.us. Remember that, not .com, .us. Now, Christine, I want to jump right into the meat of the matter here. I want your viewpoint on the spiritual applications of the Donald Trump presidency. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, I believe that President Trump being elected is a miracle for America.
Why do you say that?
I would say that because the entire nation, all of the previous administrations, were playing right into the hand of the satanic forces, the evil forces, the dark forces. In every single issue, the love of truth, the love of freedom, which is what God would have us experience, was completely being obliterated in this country. Mm-hmm. And we have suffered, I believe, decades of such darkness. And, you know, our hope doesn't lie in just the political process. Our hope does not lie in the politicians spewing their nonsense. In fact, most of the politicians, almost all of them, frankly, would always speak the correct words to make Christians support them. And yet, when they got into office, mm-hmm. it's just the opposite. For the first time in our history, we have a man who made the promises, which I firmly believe from the study of the Bible to be in God's will, and he is keeping all of those promises. I mean, it is so numerous to even begin making Jerusalem, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital. The first president, he's speaking at the March for Life. He is wanting to obliterate, end the Johnson Amendment. He wants us to have our religious freedom. I would say in every way, he is truly viewing the American people as the American family. And you know what? We are a Christian nation. And it was time we had a president who recognized it, not only in words, but in all of his deeds. And from my perspective, analyzing everything that he has done, I believe that he truly seeks to do what is right at all times. And I trust him, and he is the only president in decades I can say I completely trust is sincerely trying to do what is right. So he truly is a miracle for America, because without him, I think that the alternative would have been the complete destruction of the United States of America as we know it. And by that, I'm referring to the founding principles, free market, free enterprise, respect for all people and religious beliefs, not persecution of Christians as was being actually validated by law. We have a president who is choosing judges at every level that are going to rule on law, not on any political agenda. I trust his judgment inherently. I believe he is a righteous man, and I believe he is a great president. So, yes, there's no way that once you see the fact that his words, his humility, that we are one nation under God, is also evinced by all of his actions. That is where integrity is, and this is a man of integrity. Every true Christian should be supporting him.
Amen. Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, you mentioned the Johnson Amendment. When he was campaigning, a former Republican governor here in the state of Maryland wanted to take him to lunch for crab cakes while he was coming to speak at some event down in Baltimore City. And he had arranged for, you know, a one-hour lunch with Donald Trump. So he asked a few of the Republicans, you know, out of like 20% of the legislature is Republican here in Maryland. Everything else is Democrat. So he said, you know, if you guys want to have lunch with Donald Trump, you know, you can invite one person so we can fill the place. So, but, you know, we got to keep it hush-hush because I don't want, you know, want word to get out. So one of my board members is a delegate, a Republican delegate. So he asked if I wanted to go. I said, sure, I'm there. And he told me where to go, the diner, and what time. And when I arrived, there was like hundreds of people outside, pro and con. And I was like, well, somehow word got out. I walked in, there wasn't even a chair. It was packed. So I'm standing by the door waiting for my buddy because I figured, you know, he has a reserved table or something. And all of a sudden, the motorcade pulls up. And, you know, everybody's got their cell phones out. Well, I flipped mine over to record, and I told my friend behind me, get me some pictures. And in comes Donald Trump. You know, and I'm standing right there by the door, so he's shaking hands and stuff. So I said, Mr. President, you know, with Evangelism Radio, got a quick, you know, comment for our listeners. And he leaned forward into the microphone and said, if I get elected, Johnson Amendment is gone. It's gone. And when I, that was the only radio interview he did while he was in Baltimore, right? So I say I got an exclusive. And the news had the, you know, they take a video of it because of the major event, and they interviewed, the video they showed was me interviewing, Don, or, you know, asking Donald Trump that question, him answering it. So I got screenshots of the video and stuff, and, you know.
That's great. And it was a perfect answer because because his desire to do so is reflective of everything else that he is doing for those of faith in this country.
Amen.
I mean, that really epitomizes it because that is his direction.
Yep.
And he's one man. He is our president. But then we have the entire, as he calls it, as we call it now,
the
entire swamp to deal with. But I have to say, I have never seen a president who's evinced so much love, so much faith, and has accomplished so many righteous achievements in such a short time. And that is what he's trying to do. And that says it all because he does have such respect for those of faith, just like he has respect for those who put their lives on the line protecting us in our society. He really is a good man who's doing everything within his power to help those who are righteous.
Yeah. And everybody's talking about, you know, what happened 10, 12, 15, 20 years ago. And I'm like, look, you weren't born again yesterday. Because we go look at your past, you know, there's things there that you don't want, to, you know, that's past, that's gone. Don't worry about it no more. Well, it's the same thing here. You know, before he was born again, he had the money and he was doing, you know, the stuff that happens. But once he got born again and in office, I really believe that his heart has changed, but I believe
that Donald Trump has always been a good man, and like all of us in our Christian path, as you just now shared, it is a matter of evolving. And in his evolution, I think, and I predicate this upon my having followed Donald Trump's career for many years. I am 51 years old now. I think that I was in my early 20s when I began reading all of his books and listening to him. And it was an incredible influence, very favorable influence on my life and my career and the, you know, various business enterprises I've done in my life. And I learned so much from him, and I've always had so much respect for him, you know, as a businessman and as a free thinker, someone who defies political correctness. This is nothing new for him. And then I would have to say to see the man he has become, because he's always been a good man, but in our Christian life, as we become enlightened, as we become wiser, as we begin to think about our lives, we evolve. And as you said, remember, all of us as Christians, if you go back in our lives 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you know what? The old man is gone. The new man is here. Our heart is renewed and God's law is written upon it. And I believe believe, and as President Trump has actually given several interviews and to Christian networks in which he's expressed that, how prayer has become so important to him now, because now he's not just a businessman making a decision about a building or a development. He's making those life and death decisions, and the gravity, he realizes it, and he is so humble to recognize God as that power for our country and for him, and seeking that. This is why those of faith, ministers across the country, have been meeting with him, ministers from the inner city, those of faith, those who are involved in prison reform, another promise that he has kept, which so many of us wanted to see happen. All of these loving actions that a Christian man would do. And as far as those slings and arrows that you made reference to, that people try to go dig up from someone's past, they are completely irrelevant, and every Christian should, number one, view it, because we are completely clean before Christ, and I believe this man to be a sincere Christian in every respect of that definition, and his past is gone, any mistakes that he has made. Yep. He also, as I said, having studied him and read his books for years, he's always been someone who, when he identifies a mistake he's made, he tries not to make them, but when he does, what he wishes to do, and I've heard him say this numerous times and written it, he wants to correct it. And that's what all of us as Christians should be doing. And to the degree you do that, you evolve and you become more holy, you become more pure, you become more capable of the Holy Spirit guiding you in every action. So when you hear those slings and arrows, know that those are the children of Satan, those who hate to see what is going on, the righteous man we have as president, and who will look for anything, and they surely cannot attack him on anything he's doing politically, because politically he is, as he says, making this country great again with our help. We are doing that. So they cannot use politics, because they fail. They're an utter fail there. But what they do try to do is go to irrelevant gossip, which nobody, a Christian, should give any credence to whatsoever. We've got a good, right Christian man as president, and we should be grateful and supporting him.
Amen. I'm in total agreement. And I do believe that he is an answer to prayer for the turnaround of this nation. I also believe that, put in the context of things, he's really the last warning from God for a turnaround of this nation that we will probably receive. And in my opinion, I've talked with many others that believe the same way. There are just too many instances to go over them all here, but God has been sending this nation warnings for like the past 50 years, you know?
Exactly.
In Romans chapter 1, verse 21 through the rest of the chapter, you can see the progressive slide from greatness that God places upon humanity when we turn our backs on him. I mean, he provides a series of warnings, kind of like limited judgments, that are designed to get our attention off of ourselves and back on him. And you can see it.
Exactly. That's what amazed me, that there were enough of us to heed that call. He heeded the call upon his heart to run for president, and that there were enough of us who did care and saw the all of the evil that was happening on every level, in our culture, in what the families, every single thing they were doing, all their perversions that they're trying to make everyone accept as normal. And we were getting the warning signs, but I'm telling you, I didn't think there were enough to listen, and I'm so glad that there are. And now, and that is what I want to really motivate and inspire Christians to do, you cannot be complacent, because this is our hope now, because the alternative would have been a destruction of America, the beautiful ideals, the righteousness, that beacon of light in the world. And we now have that opportunity thanks to President Trump, but you cannot be complacent. What you just now said reminds me of one of my favorite, it's in Proverbs, Proverbs 29, and there's a quote, it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." And by the law, we are referring to God's law, and God's law written in our hearts, God's law written in the Holy Scripture. And what you just now said is exactly, we would have perished, our country as we know it, had it not been for his election. So he truly is given this gift to Americans, and it is now up to us to continue this, whether it's in the midterm elections. You cannot possibly be voting for any Democrat candidate with what that party has become, in his reelection. And it takes all of us. Complacency is the enemy, and that is what really the evil, those who really want Satan's will for this country. And we've seen it in everything, which we will get into later, in the culture, and the abortions, and the suicides, and the emotional disturbances of our children. You name it, we were being completely, and that is what the Democrats wanted to do, because it's a complete Marxist agenda, which is anti-God, which is anti-Christian, and their whole concept. They may use the word. You'll hear these Democrats use they'll invoke God. Well, when their entire platform and everything you stand is anti-God, you really have no business using it. I tell you, Democrats of today, and also these pseudo-Christians who want to have this radical liberal agenda, remind me of the Pharisees of Jesus's day.
Exactly.
Because they are full of lies, you know, all whitewashed on the outside, and that corrupt, you know, grotesque decaying on the inside, you know, all of that internal spiritual evil. And that's what we are dealing with. And it's a spiritual warfare. You know, people ask me, well, why do you think there's so much vitriol, you know, against this country? And I mean, obviously, this is more than just a political difference.
This is fight between good and evil.
And it is. And I would remind people that Jesus Christ told us he brings peace to those of us who love God. When he is the Prince of Peace, it's not peace to the entire earth, because he reminded us that he is a sword. He will divide. He says, don't think that I'm bringing that peace. I bring that sword of division. Yeah. And what do you mean by that? Dividing between family members, division even between spouses, division in the country, because when you stand for God's righteousness, it's going to divide. And what we are seeing right now, because the radical liberals, the anti-God, the humanists, were so arrogant in thinking that they had accomplished, they had almost finally achieved. But with President Trump, who identifies evil, he's not afraid to call evil evil, to fight it. So what we have is that spiritual warfare. And if they hated Jesus, and he warned us, then they're going to hate us. And when you see all of the hateful violence that's being expressed, the vitriol, the vileness against our president, it is a clear sign to any Christian that it is because he is standing with God, he is standing for righteousness, and the evil ones who thought their agenda was nearly accomplished now realize that they are being not only challenged, but they are being defeated. And he never thought this was going to happen. And I'll tell you this, he's exposing them. Turn off anything that's actual, you know, real news, we'll call it. You turn on any real news and take a look what's happened. They are all being exposed. They know their days are limited. They know they're going to lose everything that previous administrations permitted to gain. And so that is why you're seeing it. They're being obliterated. And it's just like Jesus said, it's going to be that division, it's spiritual warfare, and we have faith. And that is our shield, as Jesus told us. You put on that shield of faith.
That's right. I know, you know, when it seemed like Hillary was supposed to be the, you know, coronation for her to be queen, and it didn't work out the way that they had planned, everyone was surprised. I think, tell you the truth, I think Donald Trump was surprised on election night. But in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 33, King James says, "The lot is cast in a lap, but the whole disposing of it is of the Lord." The Message translation for that verse says, "Make your motions, go ahead and cast your votes, but God has the final say." And that is the scripture that got him in the White House, I believe. You know, God is like, you can vote whoever you want, but my guy is going to win. And enough Christians came out that they made it so. You know, when
it required that. It required Christians to heed that call, though.
Exactly.
Because God does not go against our free will, but that call was being placed upon all of our hearts.
Yep, amen. And I agree, you know, that Donald Trump's presidency was ordained by God as a last warning of repentance for the United States. But let me ask you this. There are so many nasty, wicked attacks. You know, I want everyone to know I'm not trying to shut down anybody's free speech, nothing like that, because when Obama was president, you know, the right was after him almost on a daily basis as well. But nothing like what we've seen here. I mean, I believe in my heart Obama was not the Antichrist, but a puppet of the Antichrist, and trying to eliminate so many things. And then he started so many different programs that, you know, everybody knows once a government program is in place, once a government agency is in place, it's just, you know, it just feeds on itself. It grows, and you can't shut it down. And, you know, I think, as you said, you made a very good point that they were trying to put in place things that would just tear this country down to the point where the Constitution would no longer apply, and whatever would be would be. But, you know, through God, by God and only God, we have this reprieve where we can get things straight. Now,
we certainly do. That's why I said we cannot be complacent. We've got to stay up there. You mentioned, you know, the previous administration.
Mm-hmm.
I emphasize not only under Obama, but on all the prior presidents,
sure,
the Bushes, all of them.
Yep.
I did not see God's will being evinced by any of them as I do now.
Right.
The Bible tells us that by their fruits you shall know them.
Exactly.
Words don't cut it. Words can be beautiful, such as when President Trump speaks and talks about not only what he wants to do, but about his faith and about God, but it is the actions. And we have had so many actions that he, upon his day of becoming president, as he was sworn in as president on the inauguration, he went to work immediately to undo what those past administrations had done.
Hello, everyone. Pastor Bob here, and we are all out of time for today's episode with Christine Smith. But don't worry, I got her coming back tomorrow. Glory to God. And we're going to finish the interview tomorrow. Christine is full of information. I mean, she has the knowledge, she's got the background, she's got the experience, and she knows what she is talking about, and she demonstrates that with enthusiasm. You can hear the passion in her voice, and, you know, you may or may not agree with her premise, but you have to give her credit. She knows what she's talking about. Amen. And, you know, for many people, especially evangelical Christians, we believe that Donald Trump was God sent for such a time as this. And that's what she's giving her opinion on and sharing what she knows about. And that is awesome. Amen. Come back tomorrow, and we're going to continue this interview with Christine Smith. Till then, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.